This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first report say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by the shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
Almost as if they were a planned implosion. It just pancakes.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
Studios, it's Alex Jones.
It's Thursday, March 28th, 2019, and I am having a rare moment in my almost 25 years on air of victory and of really savoring something big for myself, my family, your family, all of us together. I tend to be a pessimist, but I just got massive chills. But there's not just evil in this world, there's also good. And humanity's gotten so down into the depths of wickedness, killing already born babies now, the Democrats, that I believe the pendulum has stopped. The Democrats and other satanic forces are panicking, and now it's swinging back the other way. In fact, I know it. I can metaphysically feel it. And I don't think there's any way they can push it back the way they want. Towards their left-hand path. Now, it's still going to be a one hell of a war, but the initiative is on our side. Trump is doing all these really, 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 really good things. He's just now gotten control of the executive. They weren't just calling him a Russian agent. They declared a national emergency, even Brett Hume said that a week ago. The Democrats just declared one. Obama declared one with executive orders, and they just didn't do what Trump said. Now, he was able to get around a lot of it, but now they're in trouble for the crimes they've committed. Their fraudulent investigation is the crime, and he's taking the gloves off against big tech censorship, everything. And my God always told me Trump was real, but I'm getting big, juicy chills right now. I mean, the biggest ever. We are on the right path. This is exciting. Now, there's going to be some big curveballs. You just know we're going to wake up, you know, in 5 years, 10 years, and there's a bioweapon that's been released, and hundreds of millions are dying. I mean, you can see that in the crystal ball. Historically, that's coming. Big wars. There's going to be societal breakdown, the smartphones. People are addicted to the GMO, the forced inoculations. There's a lot of evil going on, but humanity's waking up to it as all these hoaxes unravel, and we're getting our legs under us. We're not asleep anymore. The eyeballs are opening up. And so we've turned a corner. There's a few more corners to turn before we square this thing up. But I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, we are winning. It makes me incredibly proud of all of you and everybody else that we've reached this point. You can say that in the history of fights, we've won a war to get a real president in and to have a fighting chance. We've actually won a war. We've won the war. But it's like blowing the Death Star up. There's still going to be a lot of stuff coming our way after this, but we have won a major war, a deciding war, if we press the initiative, if we press the attack. We have really done it. You have done it. But who do we thank? Jesus Christ. That's who we thank, is Jesus Christ. Son of God. We thank Jesus Christ. I thank you all for your prayers. Keep praying. It's working. And keep taking action. The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, it's undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists. I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the InfoWar and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
You know, it's a misstatement to call the listeners of this broadcast an audience. No, the awake activist souls will all bleed red blood and will all love their children and want to have a better future. And who love God and love justice and love common sense. And who love the right-hand path, not the left-hand path. I salute you. And I think it's time, at a gut level, also intellectually, to announce that we have won a major, not battle. And this is a big idea. It's the truth. I don't know how to codify it or quantify it. We've won a war. I'm going to make this announcement right now. We have not defeated the dangers of technology, the GMO, the AI, the Chi-Coms, and what's left of globalist forces and our own corruption and our own personal evil. Only God can come into our hearts and do that. But in the war for the David Rockefeller, Carnegie Endowment, New World Order government project for a planetary governance, they have lost. I think March 28, 2019 is a good day. You can say they lost yesterday, they lost tomorrow. This is the line. The New World Order is dead. Globalism was defeated. And this audience of activists, you were the seed. You were the detonator. You caused the chain reaction with your activism, with your prayers, with your financial support, with your steadfastness, to not just lead the United States out of this evil, but to lead the entire planet out of it. Globalism is failed. It's being overturned everywhere. Doesn't mean the ultra-rich haven't stolen all that wealth. Doesn't mean they're not going to continue to try to divide and conquer us. But the world government project of the robber barons and of the British Empire and of the Council on Foreign Relations is dead. And the attempt to have us merge with communist China will fail. Because once the big domino falls, the whole chain goes down. And once we're aware of the Chinese avarice and their communist plans against us, they will never succeed. So we have a lot of big battles to fight and a larger war against evil and against our own weakness. But the war against the New World Order in its current configuration has been won. You know, you go back 4 years ago, they said if Hillary Clinton loses, about a year and a half out from the election, a year out, they said world government will fail, the New World Order project will fail. They weren't just saying that. They already had nationalists getting elected everywhere. They could see the demographics, the numbers. And we've still got incredible challenges. I mean, the globalists, what's left of them, are going full authoritarian, and it's going to be rough. But their larger project is discredited. Their carbon tax project is falling apart. Their Green New Deal. Their operations trying to launch pedophilia as normal and good, that's falling apart. Still horrible. They're in a major offense, but that triggered their failure. Because they're crazed. They're rabid. They're fiendish. These globalists have to have power. They have to have innocence. They have to have children. And once people come to grips with just how evil and bad they are, there's no putting the genie back in the bottle. So, let me tell you what's coming up today. And then we'll go over it all, take your calls. We also have a guest joining us. But this is really momentous, and I could go over how it happened and what Trump's going to do next. And that we really need to recognize that we're winning, and that's why we're under so much attack. And that we have, I'd use the cheesy analogy of the Terminator, where Skynet's been blown up and defeated. So all they can hope to do is go back in the past and try to destroy the people that stop Skynet in the future. And, I mean, it really comes down to something about like that. The globalists have been discredited and their main project defeated, and the world's now awake. It doesn't mean, though, that the pieces of the chopped-up snake still aren't a threat, still aren't an issue. But we need to go ahead and declare massive, decisive discrediting at an ideological level and at a financial level and at a national level all across the world. They are having nothing but defeats. And it's important in the propaganda war to speak the truth when it's there and to declare them discredited and dead. Now, in their fit, in their death throes, they're going to be very, very dangerous. They're going to attempt, like giant vampire squid, to take those of us that they see as those that defeated them with them. I intend to not go with them. But if I get drug off down a hole with them, they can get my body, they're not getting my soul. So if they destroy me, that is not a defeat. And that's their tactic, is destroy Trump, destroy Alex Jones, destroy Tucker Carlson, destroy people, and then go, oh, look, your leaders got destroyed. Folks are more sophisticated than that, and they see through it. So Trump is preparing to go on massive offense. He's announced it, and he's delivering. We've already seen major response from Google. I'll tell you about that. He's announcing offensive against the deep state, and he's announcing offensives against Smollett. Now, there's some troubling things with Russia and Venezuela. We'll get into that. And so much more, but this is an incredible time. And you can also say that the corporate media is dead. They've been living dead with billions of dollars pumped into them from big corporations, but now they really are sinking into total oblivion, and the president's pointed that out as well, so that's all coming up. That said, though, don't get complacent, because we may be destroying their project globally, but they're still in control of many things and are now going to get very aggressive because they're not giving up. They're going to try to intimidate us into submission. That's why you've got to tell folks about the local station you're watching or listening to. You've got to spread the word about NewsWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. They don't get censored as much, so it's easy to, you know, for you to share those on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, all that, and say, here's the forbidden show. You're a free human. You're allowed to hear what they don't want you to hear. They say so bad. And remember, we have the big super mega sale that's going to have to end Monday or Tuesday, because we've already sold out of a lot of the best-selling products. We have a lot of the others still in stock, but with store-wide free shipping, 50 to 60% off all the supplements, a bunch of other huge specials, double Patriot points, that's 10% on each dollar you spend, you get on the next order. I mean, a lot of these are loss leaders, like the Super Silver Wound Gel and so many others. We're selling those at cost, the colloidal silver, but I want you to get it. I want you to see how great it is, and then sign up for auto ship next time for free. Cancel any time and get an additional 10% off. You can set it every 15 days, every 30 days, every 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, out to 9 months. You can set to have the Wake Up America coffee or the fish oil for adults and children, three different types, or the body's turmeric, or things you're going to want to reorder, like the Super Blue Colloidal Silver Iodine Fortified Toothpaste without the deadly halogen fluoride. It's got the good halogen, doesn't have the bad halogen, so good for your gums, so good for your teeth. My dad, a dentist and oral surgeon, designed it. Brain Force Plus, 60% off. DNA Force Plus, 60% off. Never done that before, but I want you to see how great it is. Been sold out for 6 months. Knockout, the great sleep aid, 60% off. Silver Bullet, 60% off. Bodies, Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 95% humanoid. That's 60% off. Real Red Pill Plus, 60% off. Supernova Vitality, huge deal, 55% off. All Super Blue products, 55% off. Super Silver Wound Gel, 55% off. And so many other big specials at InfoWarsStore.com. Or call toll free, 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Okay, wow. Let me get focused here. And just praise God and thank God for this. Keep praying, folks. It's working. And just try to be good people. And that's all God wants, to take action. God will take us the rest of the way. When we come back, we'll get to Trump going on the offense. Stay with us.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Sling Bow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
You'll see the globalist problem multiply from here on out. This is the time when we know we've won the war. But as soon as you figure out you've won one war, you realize it's got a whole other set of problems. And the very same globalists whose project is dead are still in power in many areas. It's just their big project, as they saw it, is discredited in all its authoritarianism and in deep trouble. Here's an example. They passed in the European Commission this Copyright Act that basically bans free speech. It's totally draconian. Bans memes, bans sending a text link to an article. It's insane. And they got 15 members. They tricked them to think they were voting against it when they voted for it. And the commission says, sorry, no redo vote, the way they had it written. It was so deceptive. That's how they operate. Paul Joseph Watson has an article on Infowars.com detailing all that. We also have footage coming up of a so-called migrant ship out of North Africa, pirates, sending out distress signals and then boarding and taking a large freighter and robbing it. And the liberal media defends it. Oh, how loving. So now, again, the EU is trying to order ships to go save people with distress signals. And, of course, the oldest pirate trick in the book is send out a distress signal, put up a flag that you need help, and then you know what happens. That's another form of false flag. There are many false flags in naval history. The British coined the term false flag about 500 years ago. And there's probably more false flags than you could count on six or seven hands. But the most classic is a flag of truce that isn't really a truce, a flag of SOS, a flag of we need help, and then you board them. A false flag just means a flag that's lying. If you fly a flag that you're not, let's say if you're German and you fly a U.S. flag, it's a false flag. But the media has taught everybody that a false flag just means a purely staged terror event. No. When the Christchurch monster did what he did, he was trying to cause a global race war to get people fighting. That he did it to create a crisis. And says, I'm not going to tell you who I really am. But he's telling you then it's a false flag. But not the type the media has dumbed it down. You know, I did popularize the term false flag. I brought it back into modern use in the vernacular in the last 20 plus years. But then they steal the term and simplify it. But I digress. You know why I do this segment? Because it's so monumental that when I have this much incredible good news and also bad news as well, I'm tendency to hold back because I just don't feel worthy to bring you this information. So the time we have in the shorter segment, long segment is coming up next. Let me just do it this way. Let me just tell you what we have in the stack. Trump has announced a major offensive against the globalists. We're going to get into exactly how he's already doing it and how incredibly good this is, but that they're going to strike back in a very, very nasty way. We've got all of that here, more than 20 articles that are all just incredibly important that I'm going to hit when we come back. And then I'm going to look at some of the bad news, and that is war with Russia. Trump says Russian troops must get out of Venezuela, and all options are on the table to make that happen. That's up on Infowars.com, a Michael Snyder article. Space wars between the U.S. and Russia will trap humanity on Earth, no matter who wins, analysts say. And then, of course, what I mentioned, MEPs tricked into voting wrong way, but EU refuses a revote. It's Paul Joseph Watson article on Infowars.com. Then, French drones patrol English Channel as migrant crisis escalates. Migrants, an invasion, Islamic invasion. Migrants hijack cargo ship that rescued them. I mentioned that. We're going to play the video of that in the audio. It's incredible. And then I mentioned this a few days ago, but never got to it, but I'm going to today. Teens aren't socializing in the real world, and that's making them super lonely, depressed. It's upping suicide rates. All of that information. Your phone might be messing with your sleep and relationships. Slay the smartphones. And then something that really illustrates everything about the robot takeover, how it makes us stupid, makes us dumb, and also causes big problems. British Airways flight was supposed to go to Germany. It went to Scotland because it was on autopilot. And they gave them the wrong flight manifesto to the computer from air traffic control. That's why when there's a glitch with these systems, there's all these crashes because the pilots don't know how to fly anymore, folks. Remember when landings and takeoffs were rougher? Even if you had a great pilot? I'm like, whoa, that's... Notice how smooth they are now. Because it's a computer. And I'm telling you, folks, there ought to be a law that if we even in the future have driverless cars or any of this or robot planes, you've got to have a human, and half the time they've got to fly half the missions. It just keeps us in the game. Every study shows that calculators have made us dumb. All of it is killing us. It's making us stupid. And they're great tools, but it's just got to stop being just rolled out as a monopoly, and then we have no relationships, and then people don't have kids anymore, and we don't even have a world, a future. People don't want to go out hiking. Every study shows smartphones make you depressed. Hiking in the woods or the mountains or the hills or the valleys makes you happy. Having a garden makes you happy. It's a fact. It's who we are. That's coming up. So we'll be breaking it all down today. And then I got to get more into this. The new talking point from U.S. senators and others is that I got this Sandy Hook father killed when he committed suicide. And they say that I'm terrorizing the families. I never said that man's name. That's coming up. But that's how they intend to get rid of the First Amendment. They want to use Sandy Hook for that. It's very, very sad. They're using these poor families. But it's just getting crazier and crazier and more out of control. And then, talking about Trump on the offense, Trump confirms FBI DOJ will probe outrageous Jesse Smollett case, which leads right to Barack Hussein Obama. And then Pelosi's floundering around, introduces new climate bill one day after Green New Deal collapses. Project Veritas has a new incredible video out on Infowars.com. Spread all these videos and articles, folks. It's a war. Project Veritas interviews victims of voter fraud, makes some major new findings, and then pedophile faints after receiving 260-year prison sentence. Well, shouldn't have raped that that 3-month-old baby. God, these guys all look the same. Shouldn't have raped the 3-month-old baby or the 2 6-year-old girls. By the way, why is he not getting the death penalty? Seriously, I mean, a guy like this deserves to be beaten in the head with a baseball bat. Can you imagine just taking a big swing, him tied up to a post, and just taking that lower mandible off with a Louisville slugger to break him all, and then just bashing his brains out all over the place. I mean, that's a natural, visceral response, isn't it? To somebody raping a 3-month-old baby. But the left's like, that baby's lucky. Hell, the governor of Virginia had his way. They keep that baby alive and harvest those organs. And a bunch of women would squirm in their seats and get really excited about it. Ooh, kill babies? Ooh, I like that. The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, that is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping at 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Thursday, March 28, 2019. Globalism's dead. It's still operating in pieces, but its main project is dead. We've won a major war against their carbon tax, their global court, their TPP, and they admit in their own publications that their ideology is dead and failed. We have won a major war. Not a battle, but a major war. I think it's fair to say at this point, I'm not declaring premature victory. There's a lot of stuff to deal with, even bigger crises coming down the road, but humanity is awake. And the fight to get humanity awake, those that are going to wake up, is central to everything. And we're winning that war. We've won the major war. But there's a lot more to face, obviously. We're going to open the phones up in the next hour. You disagree with that? You agree? Have we won the war against globalism? The globalists admit their program's dead. Their world government project, nobody's accepting it. It's being reversed everywhere. I think it's fair to announce that globalism, as it's known, is dead. And the New World Order is dead. Now, let's get into Trump on the offense. Trump announced in a big Fox News interview yesterday, major offensive against the deep state. He said, I'm going to go after them on their illegal wiretaps, on their fake dossiers, on how they try to manipulate elections, on everything. Very, very exciting. And taking action, Judicial Watch sues for records of communications between Clapper, John Brennan, and CNN, because we know now the dossiers, this info didn't just come from Steele and globalist operatives in Russia. It came from CNN, the leftist intelligence op. So they create the fake background, the fake info, and then they put it in the dossier, and they report it like the dossier is independent. Now, continuing, Trump calls on Schiff to resign for all of his fraud and all of his lies. And that's Trump on the offense. Rachel Maddow's ratings plummet since conclusion of Mueller probe. Again, they already had basically no viewers, like 100,000 viewers until the election. People got really interested, and they got on average 500,000 viewers. Still not that big. And then now, maybe their biggest shows, 2-3 million viewers, and now that they've been proven to be total liars, total frauds, with all this breathless, we're going to lock up Donald Trump Jr. and we're going to lock up Trump, and they're all Russian agents, they are in complete and total free fall. Already down 19% just the last week. Continuing, fellow Republicans want House Intelligence Chief Adam Schiff to resign as well. We'll play that clip in a moment. And then we'll get into the most important part of the offense if we're going to win. Because we're winning the war against globalists worldwide. We're winning the war to get nationalists in. But if we don't stop the censorship, they could still, by fraud, keep their people in like Venezuela does. That's why this is the most critical point. It's a Kit Daniels article up on Infowars.com. Trump meets with Google's Sundar Pichai to talk about political fairness. Is Trump finally tackling online censorship? Meeting was unscheduled. Well, he is. He's the incubation center for all of this is the colleges, and that's where they get the SJWs trained for the same culture in, quote, Google, Facebook, and Twitter campuses. And then it's just like a campus. They've got foosball, they've got beer, they keep them in that culture, the political correctness of groupthink. And so the executive order to pull billions out if they keep the censorship, that's real action. And then now what they're signaling with Google and more, that's real action. We're going to be getting into that. And not too late, because Twitter is announcing a plan to ban the president off of Twitter. Yes, they've begun the project to do that. But first, let's go ahead and go to a clip that is very, very important. Trump promises to release the abusive FISA applications, the fake info off the fake dossier using CNN disinfo that put the illegal warrants out to just legalize the already illegal spying that was going on. Here it is.
Mr. President, you have the ability to release the FISA applications. There was the original application, 3 subsequent renewal applications. We are told, Andrew McCabe said, no dossier, no FISA warrant. That was a backdoor to your campaign before the election. Right. The dossier also was leaked to the Washington Post, parts of it, and Isikoff and David Korn to the American people, and, of course, never verified. Do you have plans to release those FISA applications, Gang of Eight information, the 302s of Bruce Orr and others, and the 5 buckets that John Solomon and Sarah Carter, as they call them?
I do. I have plans to declassify and release. I have plans to absolutely release. But I have some very talented people working for me, lawyers. And they really didn't want me to do it early on. Devin Nunes, by the way, and Meadows, and you look at Jim Jordan, and so many of the people that were, they worked so hard. And a lot of people wanted me to do it a long time ago. I'm glad I didn't do it. We got a great result without having to do it, but we will. One of the reasons that my lawyers didn't want me to do it is they said, if I do it, They'll call it a form of obstruction. So they'll say, oh, you released these documents. So we would make all of this information transparent. You know, in politics, you always hear transparency. We'd make it transparent, and then they'd call it obstruction, knowing the people we're dealing with. So, frankly, I thought it would be better if we held it to the end. No, but at the right time, we will be absolutely releasing. And I did the right thing by not doing it so far. But you understand, they would call it something that it wouldn't be. It's the only time you'd be transparent where they'd say bad things about transparency.
And it was in January of 2017 that we said there's illegal FISA court warrants, illegal spying on the president. This will bring down the deep state. So next year's news today, ladies and gentlemen. Now let's go to another clip here. It's Representative Conway seconding the president. Many others are chiming in saying, Congressman Schiff has no shame. He's been at the heart of this fraud, the heart of the fake dossier, the heart of the attacks on the First Amendment, everything else. He's truly a monstrous person, and he really should resign. Here's that clip.
Special Counsel Mueller's findings are consistent with those of this committee, as well as the public statements of various senators on the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence. Despite these findings, you continue to proclaim to the media that there is significant evidence of collusion. You further stated you will continue to investigate the counterintelligence issues. That is the president or people around him compromised in any way by hostile foreign power? Your willingness to continue to promote a demonstrably false narrative is alarming. The findings of the special counsel conclusively refute your past and present assertions and have exposed you as having abused your position to knowingly promote false information, having damaged the integrity of this committee and undermined the faith in the United States government and its institutions. Your actions, both past and present, are incompatible with your duty as chairman of this committee, which alone in the House of Representatives has the obligation and authority to provide effective oversight of the U.S. intelligence community. As such, we have no faith in your ability to discharge your duties in a manner consistent with your constitutional responsibility and urge your immediate resignation as chairman of the committee. Mr. Chairman, this letter is signed by all nine members of the Republican side of the House, of the committee, and I ask unanimous consent to be entered into the record of today's hearing.
We're going to come back with his response in a moment, but this is the Trump offense. We have to clean up the swamp. They're not going to stop. They're not going to just sue for peace and go away. They're never going to quit. They believe they own and run the entire civilization. This is powerful. We'll come back with the rest of it on the other side. But this is just an incredible time to be alive. And the crimes they've committed are so transparent. They've been caught red-handed. It's not just our right to demand prosecution. It's our duty. It's not just the president's right. It's his duty. It's not just the prosecutors and the courts and the judiciary and the grand jury's right. It's the duty. And it's time to come back up for air. It's time to prosecute. I mean, Schiff is running around saying, oh, he knows there's Russians and we're all Russians. He knows. He's been proven to be a fraud, part of the original fraud.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas.
PDE stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bill.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite. DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is now soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Oh.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptide from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. Don't forget, there's David Knight in the morning, 8 a.m., doing a great job with the David Knight Show. And, of course, Owen Schroyer with the War Room. Federal judge has gagged Roger Stone, so he can't co-host that show anymore. The War Room, that's the type of attack we're under, so thank you for your prayers. Please keep us in your prayers. We don't just believe in them. We rely on them. We depend on them. Thank you. So Trump has announced he's going on the offense. He's done it against the universities that are now factories of socialist and communist brainwashing, where no free speech is allowed for Christians, conservatives, libertarians, nationalists, or just anybody that deviates from the orthodoxy. And he's announcing moves and meeting with Google that if they don't start taking action, he'll have antitrust sanctions against them and Federal Elections Commission action. But I'm so proud of Texas because it just seems like 9 times out of 10, it's Texans, what's left of Texas, still a great state, but now a colony of California in many areas, that stand up and really tell it like it is. And here is the video of just yesterday, one of the chief coup plotters for the coup against the president and the takedown of the election and the coup against the voters in this country, who knowingly worked on the dossier, who worked on the fraud, who tried to set up all these innocent people, who had all their fake hearings and all their fake subpoenas, and came up completely dry and who helped previously on the committee cover up for Hillary and her servers and real Russian money from Uranium One. Here is one of the chief coup plotters, Congressman Schiff, being confronted by Texas Representative Mike Conway. It is powerful. And it's what will bring down these tyrants, is getting right back in their face with the truth. Their bravado, their chutzpah, must be met with steel resolve. These people are cancer. They're globalists. They hate the country. It's the Democrat operating system. And these pseudo-intellectual slime bags have now met their match. Here it is.
Mr. Chairman, since prior to the inauguration of President Trump in January of 2017, you've been at the center of a well-orchestrated media campaign claiming, among other things, the Trump campaign colluded with the Russian government. Indeed, before the appointment of Robert Mueller as special counsel, you alleged during one of your frequent television interviews that there was, quote, more than circumstantial evidence, quote, of collusion, but that you could, quote, not go into the particulars, close quote. Your repeated public statements, which implied knowledge of classified facts supporting the collusion allegations, occurred at the same time anonymous leaks of alleged intelligence and law enforcement information were appearing in the media. These leaks were often sourced to current or former administration or intelligence officials, appeared to support the collusion allegations, and were purported to be related to ongoing investigations of President Trump and his associates. As you know, the committee has long been aware of and actively engaged in intelligence oversight activities related to Russians' malign activities. As part of our duty to oversee the actions of the intelligence community, we conducted a thorough investigation related to the 2016 Russian efforts to interfere in our elections. This investigation included a review of the allegations that the Trump campaign colluded with Russia. The committee found no evidence that President Trump or anyone associated with the Trump campaign colluded, coordinated, or conspired with the Russian government. Special Counsel Mueller's findings are consistent with those of this committee, as well as the public statements of various senators on the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence. Despite these findings, you continue to proclaim to the media that there is significant evidence of collusion. You further stated you will continue to investigate the counterintelligence issues. That is the president or people around him compromised in any way by hostile foreign power? Your willingness to continue to promote a demonstrably false narrative is alarming. The findings of the special counsel conclusively refute your past and present assertions and have exposed you as having abused your position to knowingly promote false information, having damaged the integrity of this committee and undermined the faith in the United States government and its institutions. Your actions, both past and present, are incompatible with your duty as chairman of this committee, which alone in the House of Representatives has the obligation and authority to provide effective oversight of the U.S. intelligence community. As such, we have no faith in your ability to discharge your duties in a manner consistent with your constitutional responsibility and urge your immediate resignation as chairman of the committee. Mr. Chairman, this letter is signed by all nine members of the Republican side of the House, of the committee, and I ask unanimous consent to be entered into the record of today's hearing.
That is Americana. That is America like a grizzly bear getting up on its hind legs. That is the solution. They boldly tried to steal the election. They boldly illegally spied. They then lied about it. Then they all lied to Congress. And Schiff was in there the whole time manipulating it. It's incredible. We'll have some of Schiff's response here in a moment, but they stole the 2018 election. Top Google experts have come out, computer scientists, it's been proven. You've seen them gaming it all. And if we don't move against them and against the big tech censorship, they're going to steal the election. And that's why they're still so damn arrogant. But even Pelosi and even Maxine Waters have said, okay, let's move away from impeachment because they know it's unpopular, but it's what they want to do, and they are in a panic mode right now in a big way. It's an incredible time to be alive, ladies and gentlemen, and we need to take action against these individuals. We need to politically, legally, lawfully, nonviolently, but through the criminal justice system, go after them because they thought they were invincible. They had the magazines, the Newsweeks already printed up, Madam President, the week before. They said 98% chance she's going to win. They think they're invincible, and they can't believe it. And now they're losing confidence finally. They're starting to act whipped. But Schiff, because he's a ringleader, is putting on a confidence act because he knows he'll go to jail for what he's done, using the FBI and intelligence agencies to try to take an election away from the American people. Here is some of Schiff's response.
You might think it's okay that the campaign chairman of a presidential campaign would offer information about that campaign to a Russian oligarch in exchange for money or debt forgiveness. You might think that's okay. I don't. You might think it's okay that that campaign chairman offered polling data, campaign polling data, to someone linked to Russian intelligence. I don't think that's okay.
Hit pause again. All that's made up, all that's lies. But obviously there are Russians in New York and D.C. One time the Russian, one of the ambassadors came to a Trump event and was in the crowd of 5,000 people. They go, look, a Russian. It's crazy. So that's all they gave polling data to someone linked to a Russian. The same committee has called me a Russian agent. Total defamation. No judge, no jury. I'm not there. I can't face my accusers. They just say in the Judiciary Committee and the Intelligence Committee and in the House Armed Services Committee that I am a agent of a foreign power when it's Hillary and the globalist on the Chi-Com kit. I can't listen anymore, Schiff. Spew his same old lies over and over and over again. It just makes me sick. I want to get into how he's had the head of Google at the White House yesterday. I know you're all sick of hearing about censorship. This isn't just the average person on Twitter or Facebook going, oh, I got censored. You know they're censoring. That's admitted. But it's how we take action. This is all the marbles. And if we get the talking point out that it's all the marbles and how the president can legally and lawfully go after him, which I've had top law firms look into, we will beat them. Why do you think they want me shut down? I don't spend the money we get when you buy products for lobbying in D.C. so that I get some government contract. I just spend money with law firms and groups behind the scenes creating blueprints for the White House, because everybody else is scared to do it, to break up big tech, to go after them, to stop them. You know big tech spying on folks. Why do you think last year they wanted me banned and were freaking out and the head of YouTube's having meetings going, I know, we have to get Alex Jones off. We got him off. And now they're scared, folks. They're scared. Because I don't just act like I know stuff. I spend all my time researching it. And I know how to beat them. So I'll say it again. However you're listening, AMFM TV, spread the word. Infowars.com/show, The Forbidden Show. Free shipping store-wide. 50 to 60% off. The sales have to end. A bunch of the sales are going to end this weekend because everything's 50 to 60% off. A bunch of it's selling out. So you're going to get your best fish oil, get your high quality coffee, get your fluoride free toothpaste with chloral silver iodine, super blue, survival show next to back in stock by a miracle. All of it, 50 to 60% off. Double Patriot points in your next order. The biggest sale ever, InfoWarsStore.com. And you've only got a few days left on this baby. And you're funding the second American Revolution worldwide. I'm Alex Jones, and we are the Detonation Site.
If you have cancer or know somebody who does, pay attention for the next 60 seconds. I'm Dr. Sanjay Jain, and I'm sitting today with Andy Snyder, the author of his hit new book, Nature's Miracles. Each day, some 4,700 Americans are told that they have cancer. You never know when you'll be next. That's why it's vital you do everything you can to prevent ever getting cancer. That's where this stunning video comes in.
That's right, Dr. Jain. Scientists at the University of Michigan recently confirmed the research that's behind this video. It all has to do with an all-natural, everyday compound that literally causes cancer cells to kill themselves. In fact, in one test, every single time this compound was used to treat a certain type of cancer cell, they all died as a result. They all died. Every person should get their hands on this miracle compound today.
Everybody is talking about this breakthrough video. Go to secretcancerkiller.com right now. Again, that's secretcancerkiller.com.